Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Clear for tonight, mid-60s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, mid-60s. As we head into the weekend, we'll continue dry weather, mostly sunny skies, around 90 degrees. Right now, it's 61.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Thursday. The death toll in Kansas from the coronavirus pandemic rose to 411 as public health officials reported six more deaths in the period of Monday through Wednesday. The State Department of Health and Environment also reported yesterday on its website that Kansas had another 723 confirmed and probable cases since Monday, an increase of 2%. For a total of 35,890 cases. The actual number of cases is thought to be far higher because people can be infected without feeling ill and because of a lack of testing. A Kansas Highway Patrol trooper was involved in a shooting after a chase in Jackson County that ended in a standoff yesterday afternoon. Troopers were called out just after 4 o'clock to assist the sheriff's office in locating two suspects who fled in a vehicle. KHP troopers and the sheriff's office located a male and female suspect, and during a standoff, a trooper shot the male suspect who was taken to a hospital. The KBI investigating the shooting. Mid-America Network News.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure, even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the infected, or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you are contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
Augusta Flight Center wants to thank our students and pilots for making this year a record breaker. Our 2020 flight hours are up over 150% from 2019, and we've also created 24 new pilots and celebrated 14 first solo flights, along with innumerable discovery flights. For more information on all flight training, including our popular and economical private pilot packages, aircraft rentals, and checkouts or discovery flights, visit our website at iFlyAugusta.com or call Augusta Flight Center at 316-733-4080. A former U.S. soldier described by prosecutors as a Satanist has been sentenced to 2.5 years in federal prison for distributing information through social media about building a bomb and making napalm. 24-year-old Jarrett William Smith also has been linked to a neo-Nazi group by the Anti-Defamation League. A federal judge yesterday rejected a request from Smith's attorney for a lenient sentence of 15 months. Smith pleaded guilty back in February to two felony charges of distributing explosives information. Prosecutors have said Smith distributed the information for the glory of his Satanist religion and had a plan to overthrow the U.S. government. Authorities in Arkansas say a woman's body was discovered inside a vehicle belonging to a Kansas woman who was reported missing earlier this month. Authorities say the body has not yet been positively identified, but investigators believe that it's Marilyn Carter of Overland Park. Kansas Mid-America Network News. Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. The state of Nebraska will be sending early ballot applications to all registered voters whose counties haven't already done so. Secretary of State Bob Evnen says the first ballots will be mailed out September 28th. State officials took similar steps for Nebraska's May 12th primary, which led to record absentee turnout in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. A state jail oversight board has found that a western Nebraska county jail is not in compliance with reporting requirements to the state. The Scotts Bluff Star-Herald reports that the director of the Nebraska jail standards sent a letter August 4th to Scotts Bluff County officials regarding the Scotts Bluff County Detention Center. The letter says an annual review of the jail hasn't complied with providing electronic records on arrests and releases for each inmate. Sheriff Mark Overman, who oversees the jail, says it has the information, but not in a format the state can process. Mid-America Network News.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. from all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. An accident in southeast Kansas early Tuesday afternoon resulted in injury to a pair of Marshall County women. A vehicle driven by Tracy Coble, age 35, of Waterville, collided with a Jennings, Oklahoma man who reportedly failed to yield at an intersection on U.S. 166 and K-99, 2 miles south of Sedan. Coble and a passenger in her vehicle, Cheryl Farley, age 42, of Marysville, were both transported to a local hospital, with Coble suffering serious and Farley minor injuries. The other driver was not injured. An injury accident in Beatrice was reported Tuesday evening on U.S. 77 near Indian Creek Mall. A vehicle driven by a 16-year-old Adams man reportedly missed a stoplight and broadsided a vehicle driven by Casey Holsing, age 38, of Beatrice. She was extricated from the vehicle and was airlifted to a Lincoln hospital. The other driver was not injured. Kansas businesses may participate in the application process for more than $130 million in grants to support businesses affected by the pandemic and enable companies to expand broadband access in the state. The application portal for the Spark Economic Development and Connectivity Grant Programs is online at kansascommerce.gov/COVID-relief and opened Wednesday. In addition to providing financial relief, grants will be available to businesses whose products and services will be needed in greater volume to help combat the virus and its effects. Funding is also being made available to expand broadband access, both through infrastructure improvements and by partnerships with internet service providers to serve low-income households. These grants are funded through the Coronavirus Relief Fund of the Federal CARES Act. Washington County on Monday confirmed a second positive case of COVID-19. Exposure was likely travel-related. That individual is isolated and contact tracing is underway. The previous case in Washington County was reported earlier this summer and has recovered. Marshall County has one active case with 13 reported since the onset, and Nemaha County 5 active and 53 since the onset.
Several schools around the area have started back up. Hanover, Lynn, and Washington County began yesterday. There are a lot of things different with this school year. New and different rules pertaining to the pandemic, of course. Also new is a few teachers. USD 108 Superintendent Denise O'Day is excited for the two new faces at Washington County.
We have a new second grade teacher, Andrea LeCure. She is a Washington County High School graduate and a recent Emporia State graduate, and she has been newly hired. And Tommy Tryon will be teaching high school social studies. He comes to us from the Waterville area. Teaching was a second career for him. He was in the military before, and now he has his education credentials, and so he's starting his career with us.
USD 223 Hanover Barnes Lynn Superintendent John Wetzel said Lynn has two new teachers.
We really didn't have much turnover this year, which is what you want.
We did fill our social studies opening at Lynn here this past board meeting, but it's not a new face. Marlana Kern, she's a longtime, well-respected teacher that retired from Lynn here 2 years ago. She has agreed to come back and teach for 1 year, but that position opened up so late. It's always difficult to fill any teaching position right now, but when it pops open as late as it did, it's near impossible, and we are thankful that she was willing to do that, and we are fortunate to have someone that is as capable of a teacher as she is to do that. And we've also hired Paula Wilton as our new facts teacher at Lynn. He is coming in replacing Marcy Emke, who was a long-tenured employee there and who is hopefully enjoying retirement by this time.
Wetzel knows that even though things are a bit different this year, he's excited for the school year.
We're excited, a little curious to see how it goes. Looking forward to hopefully taking a step and getting life back to normal as we know it. I'm hoping it's not a one step forward, two step back. I'm anxious. I'm optimistic. Looking forward to it. Ready to see everybody again.
O'Day agrees with Wetzel and is also excited to see the students.
We can't wait to get the kids back. We've missed them. We want to see their smiling faces at least for a little bit when they're not behind a mask. And I think this will be a great school year. It might not look like we've always been accustomed to school looking, but I can tell you that we will make it a great school year for our kids and our community because that's what we do.
You can hear more from the superintendents on this weekend's public affairs program.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Verla M. Reddig, age 85, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 10 until 8. Family will receive friends Sunday from 5 until 7 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Verla Reddig. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Reuben casserole, muffin, green beans, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, smothered steak, mashed potato, Malibu blend, whole wheat roll, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like a wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas. From garden to gallery, handmade gourd creations by Nancy Overmeyer will be featured during the month of August on Thursdays 4 until 6, Saturdays 10 to 4, and Sundays 1 to 4 at the Arts Center in Marysville. Admission is free. From garden to gallery, handmade gourd creations, sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High pressure systems still across parts of the Midwest into the east central parts of the United States, still bringing beautiful weather across the area. Mostly sunny skies, quiet weather continuing into tonight through the end of the week and so far into the weekend. We have this upper level ridge out west, and it looks like we are going to see a little bit of that as we head over the next few days back into the upper 80s, some areas around 90 degrees. So across the area, sunny skies, upper 80s, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Clear for tonight, mid-60s, winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, we'll see temperatures in the mid-60s. As we head into the weekend for Saturday, mostly sunny skies, high of 90, and Sunday will continue with sunny skies in the lower 90s. That's your forecast. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-August 85, recent record high 99 in 2003. The average low 63 and a record low of 50 in 2012. Sunset this evening 8:14, sunrise in the morning at 6:43. Sunny and 60 this hour, winds are light. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 20th of August. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Get yourself some good eats at the Marysville Livestock Incorporated Sale Barn Cafe. From 10 to 2 today, they're serving up fine dishes like smoked burgers, chicken bacon ranch sandwiches, nacho fries, Big Kahuna burgers, and everyone's favorite, the chicken fried steak. Don't miss it. It only happens once a week at the Marysville Livestock Incorporated Sale Barn Cafe.
The Stanley Cup playoff field dwindles and a potential career ender for a baseball broadcaster. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. It didn't take long for the Colorado Avalanche to send the Arizona Coyotes packing in Game 5 of the NHL Western Conference playoffs.
Power play back underway. Artie has cashed in twice. Looking to make it thrice. McKinnon, he scores! Right on cue! The Mac attack is back, Jack!
The call on Altitude Sports Radio, Nathan McKinnon and Nazem Kadri combined for four goals as the Avalanche converted on three power plays in a 7-1 rout of the Coyotes. Colorado will face top-seeded Vegas Golden Knights in the second round. In perhaps the most exciting series thus far, Game 5 between the Columbus Blue Jackets and Tampa Bay Lightning did not disappoint. Braden Point scores his second game-winning goal of the series as the Lightning rallied from two goals down to top the Blue Jackets 5-4 in overtime to advance to the second round. This is ABC Sports. Around the NBA, Jason Tatum's hot shooting carried over to game two for the Celtics against the 76ers.
Jason Tatum deep on the left side against Thybul. Right-hand dribble behind the Cantor screen. Three in the air. Got it.
Ooh, man.
On WBZ, after scoring 32 points in the opener, Tatum set a new career playoff high with 33 as Boston blew out Philadelphia 128-101 to go up 2-0 in that series. The Raptors beat the Nets 104-99 and the Jazz beat the Nuggets 124-105. The Cincinnati Reds suspended TV broadcaster Tom Brenneman after he was caught uttering a homophobic slur on a hot microphone. Brenneman uttering the slur moments after the Reds TV feed returned from commercial before the start of the seventh inning in last night's game against the Kansas City Royals. The organization said in a statement they were devastated by the remark and would address the broadcast team in the coming days. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
It's the 8th Annual Odell Show and Shine Car Show, sponsored by Sutton Repair. Over 50 classes of cars, trucks, motorcycles, and anything else with wheels you want to show off. Registration from 9 a.m. to noon, and the show runs from noon to 3:30, right in front of Sutton Repair and Odell. It's the 8th Annual Odell Show and Shine Car Show, sponsored by Sutton Repair, this Saturday in conjunction with Odell Community Day.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President Trump trails former Vice President Joe Biden in the election polls, but farmers' support for Trump remains strong. A recent Pulse poll from Farm Journal shows 82% of the more than 1,500 farmer respondents that they would vote for President Trump if the election were held today. Meanwhile, 13% say would vote for Biden, 5% remain undecided. Farm Journal conducted a second poll after Biden announced Kamala Harris as his running mate, which is 9% of respondents saying Harris would make them more likely to vote for Biden. Farm Journal says President Trump has enjoyed steady support in the Pulse poll, his approval rating remaining in a range between 75 and 80% for the last year. Now, there has been much discussion during the Democratic National Convention this week of how the party needs to engage rural America. Former Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has pleaded with his party since 2016 to engage with rural voters. A new study out shows red meat exports added 12% of a bushel value to U.S. corn farmers in 2019. U.S. Meat Export Federation recently updated a study on the market value of red meat exports, and an average of $3.75 a bushel, or 46 cents, is from red meat exports, according to the study. The results indicate that without red meat exports, corn growers would have lost $6.4 billion in corn revenue in 2019. Last year, U.S. beef and pork exports used 480 million bushels of corn. Corn revenue generated by pork exports totaled $1.8 billion. Beef and pork exports also used about 3 million tons of distillers' dried grains with solubles in 2019 at an annual average price of $137 a ton. This generated $411.8 million in revenue for co-products from ethanol. USMEF says beef and pork exports have been the fastest growing category of corn since 2015. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hello and good Thursday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Spack, with your latest market information right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, let's first take a quick recap of how things finished up yesterday through the Wednesday round of trading. And as we take a quick overview, it was slightly mixed to mostly higher across the board. Mostly higher, especially for the livestock, as we saw August live cattle finish up Thursday at 75 cents into the green at 107.47. October at 110.82. That's up 95 cents. Feeder cattle also saw a positive day. August feeders up 32 cents at the close to 143.55 and September to 146 even. That's up 40 cents on the day, and a triple digit jump for October hogs up $1.12 finishing at 52.55. December also in the green up 40 cents to 53.57. Through the row crops, we saw a mostly higher day. Through the grains, though, a mixed finish as the corn complex was a bit lower. September corn down 2 cents to 325 a bushel. December to 339 and three quarters. That also down 2 cents. All three Chicago's
spring, Kansas City wheat finished with a slight gain. Kansas City wheat specifically for September finished up 7.5 to 437.5. December up to 449 a bushel. That was also up 7.5 cents. Soybeans saw a slight gain. September beans up 0.5 cent to 912.5. And November finishing at 914 a bushel. That was up 0.25 cent. Soybean oil also slightly higher. September up 9 points to 3167. But soy meal couldn't hang on as September finished down 50 to 295.70. Cotton complex also a bit higher on the day. October cotton up 82 points to 63.21. Energy markets were a bit lower. Crude oil down a nickel to 42.85 a barrel. Unleaded gas was fractionally higher to 128 a gallon. Heating oil and natural gas were both slightly lower. Gold and silver finished sharply lower yesterday. However, the dollar index finished up 75 points. Your latest market update here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Next report will take a look through the overnight session. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck.
At Rusty and Ford, there's only one thing you need to know. They've all gotta go. Every new 2019 Ford in stock. Every new 2020 Ford in stock. They've all gotta go. It's Rusty at Ford's model year-end event. We're making room for the new 2021 inventory, so you'll get huge savings on every new 2019 and 2020 Ford in stock. Right now, get up to $11,000 off MSRP or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, and more. Every new 2019 and 2020 Ford in stock. They've all gotta go. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you any money at RustyAtFord.com. Office value on select in-stock vehicles with a group credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Super Crew SLT 4x4. Stock 2TO9 set up MSRP 54135. Rusty at discount 6,000. Ford rebate 5,000. Sale price 43135. Limited term financing to Ford Motor Credit. Model qualified. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers cannot be combined and expire August 31st, 2020.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. We are continuing our discussion today about summertime lawn repairs with our garden guru, Jim Fizell, after this.
Orion here. And if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. FLURA has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206-1864. Check out flora.com.
Yesterday, Jim was telling us the need to seed is right now. If your lawn is looking a little peaked, a little ragged, with big spots that need to be filled in, he says the best way to do it is with a slit seeder that makes little grooves before it puts down the seed. And if you don't have one of those, Jim, what do you do?
But if you can't get somebody to do that or don't know somebody that has one of those, you can do it with a power rake, which makes the grooves, broadcast seed. And after you get it broadcast seeded in there, you may want to roll it to get that seed pressed in. Now, if your lawn is a disaster, it's got a lot of weeds, all kinds of grasses, it's up and down, there are low spots that get wet in the rainy weather, and you can't walk out in the lawn because you got a swamp out there, complete renovation. This is the time you need to do that. First, whether you're seeding or sodding these, you need to get rid of the perennial weeds and all the things that you don't want growing out there. This means that you need to kill everything off, and what we use is glyphosate. Spray it with glyphosate or have it sprayed with glyphosate. Wait 5 days to make sure that it's all going to be killed off. Make sure there are no spots that you've missed. Then you need to strip the lawn off. That means that you do it by hand or you rent a sod cutter or something like that, take all the lawn off. You don't want to dig this stuff back in. You want to remove it, put it into the yard waste or wherever you can put it to get rid of it. Actually, what we do with it is we put it into the garden, turn it over, and use it kind of as a compost to add to the garden soil. Now, once you get that done, you do need to do the leveling to fill in the low spots and to cut down the high spots. Then you need to prepare your seed bed. You can do this with a garden rake if the soil isn't too heavy. I know some of the people that do this use a sod cutter. After they've gotten the sod off, they'll set the sod cutter a little bit low, run it back and forth, so it loosens a couple of inches of that topsoil. That makes the seed bed. Then sod it or seed it. If you're going to seed it, you need the slit seed or you need the seed in two directions. Now, you can slit seed as well, but it's not necessary to do it once you have all that other grass off. You can seed in two directions to make sure that you get good coverage, and then you need to rake that in. Now, the way I do it is I turn one of these grass rakes, the ones with the wire tines in it, upside down, drag that back and forth, and it will push the seed gently into where it belongs in the soil, where it's going to grow very nicely.
If you put on the proper amount of water, how much and how often? Tomorrow, back after this.
Today, we're visiting with SkyTech pilot Randy Perlwitz. Producers may not realize it, but SkyTech has some other services besides liquid application.
Yes, we also do aerial seeding, especially with cover crops.
What's the big advantage of flying cover crops on?
It's very fast. We can apply in wet soils, and we can apply the seed in an existing growing crop. Just give us a call at any of our Farmers Cooperative agronomy branches.
Farmers Cooperative, investing in our owner's success.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, sunshine and 60 with middle 80s forecast today on a gradual warm-up into the weekend. Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Pretty good round of cattle for today's sale. 10 black steers and heifers weigh 2 to 2.5. 40 mixed steers and heifers, 4 to 6. 25 black steers and heifers, 5 to 6. 15 red and white faced steers and heifers, 5.5 to 7. 11 black steers and heifers, 5.75 to 7. 46 black and baldy steers and heifers, 6 to 7.50. 15 black steers and heifers, 6.5 to 7.50. 25 mixed steers and heifers, 6.5 to 7.75. 5 black heifers, 7 to 7.50. 10 black yearling steers off grass, 9 to 9 and a quarter. 33 mixed steers off grass, 9 to 9 and a quarter. 27 black and white faced steers off grass, 9 to 9 and a quarter. 65 certified red Angus yearling steers, 9 to 9 and a quarter. 16 Charley heifers, 9 to 9.25. And 8 Charley steers, 1,075 to 1,100 pounds. Those are early consignment listings in for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Reminding you again, the Sale Barn Cafe is open Thursdays.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Trevor Bauer pitched 7 innings of one-hit ball, and the Cincinnati Reds beat the Royals 5-0 to split a doubleheader marked by strong starting pitching. In the opener of the two 7-inning games, Brad Keller didn't allow a hit until the 6th and extended his shutout streak, leading the Royals past the Reds 4-0. Bauer allowed only a single by Adalberto Mondesi in the 5th inning. He walked 3 and struck out 9. After the game's final out, Bauer unbuttoned his jersey to reveal a T-shirt depicting him throwing the ball over center field wall in his final start before Cleveland traded him away. The state of Kansas' largest school district holding a Board of Education meeting this evening. USD 259 Wichita Public Schools will be looking at whether they will begin the academic school year online or in person. Fear is, if it's online, fall sports will go by the wayside. Mid-America Network Sports.
A perceptive ear can tell when rain is on the way, and we're not talking about listening to the weather report. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmerrancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, August 20th, the 233rd day of the year. Writer H.P. Lovecraft was born in 1890, and the Rolling Stones' first number one record, Satisfaction, was released on this day 55 years ago in England. Today's notation on our almanac calendar page says, when woodpeckers are much heard, rain will follow. It's a piece of old-time wisdom that seems to hold true, but it has less to do with the appetite of woodpeckers than the physics of sound propagation. You might also notice that distant train whistles, foghorns, or church bells are more easily heard. It's because humidity tends to rise before a storm, and moist air conducts sound better than dry air. There's a corollary proverb that says, sound travels far and wide before a storm. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Since the crack of dawn, just trying to get paid. Been hotter than 100 suns, I can't find no shade. Just two more rows and I'm good to go. Yeah, I'm shutting this tractor down. Give me a half an hour for a shave and a shower, and I'll be outside your house. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. Yeah, got a little dirt on my boots. Hard as I worked all day, I'm gonna work hard loving on you. Dance floor right out of them high heel shoes. And when you're ready to quit, baby, we can slip right out of that barroom door. And when I take you home, don't worry, babe, I'm gonna kick them off on the porch. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut. Dust right off them tonight. Yeah.